I-7. Many kinds, many uses. A crayon factory resembles a huge kitchen. In it, the cooks study recipes, heat and cool mixtures, and produce crayons of many types. Many different raw materials are used to make crayons. The basic ingredient for the most familiar crayon is paraffin. This waxy substance is transported to crayon factories in tank cars. Sometimes, when the weather is cold, these cars must be heated with steam to keep the paraffin from solidifying. After it is delivered to the factory, the paraffin is transferred to large heated vats. Paraffin, powdered pigment, and other essentials are combined in proper amounts. Then, after the mixture has been thoroughly blended, the hot batter is poured into molds, just as muffin batter is poured into muffin tins. Once the mixture has cooled and hardened in the molds, it is a proper crayon and ready to be packaged. Crayons are manufactured in as many as 64 different colors. They are made in sizes, shapes, and textures to suit a variety of uses. One kind of crayon is made to be used in lithograph printing, another kind is designed for artists, and still another for young children. Other crayons are made for marking metals, textiles, highways, and even rubber. The demand for crayons of different types is so great that one company produces enough crayons each year to stretch twice around the world.